so the next thing that we're doing is trying interruptions of these meds. Now, Bruce Walker, who was just speaking to you, led the way in giving us insight that people who recognize HIV early on, like in the first few weeks after exposure, and go on treatment, might, through some manipulations of going on and off, some STIs, might be able to restore their immune system to help control HIV someday, maybe even without treatment. Unfortunately, Bruce updated us with some disappointing news, which is that while that works, it only seems to be working for maybe 20%. And the longer he looks, as people do stop meds, the harder and harder it is for the immune system to control this virus for the long term. So long-term STIs and early treatment, while interesting and still actively researched, and Bruce is still working on research to try to do better, it isn't going to be an easy accomplishment. It isn't going to be as easy as get infected, get on treatment, and no problem. It's going to be a harder, much harder than that. Treatment interruption is not only for people recognized early, but has been researched for several years for people who've been on treatment for years, as just a way to have a break off meds. We just saw results of several worldwide studies exploring those concepts. One, brief interruptions. Can I have a few days off? A couple of years ago, Mark Eibel at NIH showed that, at least in some regimens, you can have as much as a week off. If your virus is controlled, and it is well controlled, your viral load is less than 50, people in this study were able to stop for as long as a week before the virus came back. And so he did a very interesting, elegant, provocative study of 1 week off, then 1 week on meds, and 1 week off meds, and 1 week on meds. And 2 years later, the viral load is still less than 50, even though people were on meds just one of the 2 weeks. Because if the viral load is well controlled, it appears to take at least a week for the virus to escape. But once again at this meeting, we saw some cautions. Because in other studies who are doing that, we're seeing rapid escape in less than 7 days. And so the rules of the game are yet to be learned. Sometimes we can stop for 7, and sometimes we can't. Sometimes the virus comes back in 3 or 4 days. We here in Boston are about to complete enrollment on a study that looks at even shorter stops. What we're doing is a study for people who are on meds, viral load less than 50, who stop for just 2 days and take meds for 5. And we're calling it our 5-on-2-off or photo study. And the idea is take weekends off. Stay on meds weekdays, stop for weekends. The idea being just to build on what Mark has seen, which is that maybe you can get away with brief interruptions. The idea here being, if there were toxicities with these meds, maybe with less meds come less toxicities. Those results are ongoing. For people who live here, you can certainly talk to us if they're of interest to you. But we don't recommend them yet. This is research. This is not a recommendation. And because the short interruption stuff is interesting to some people, but some people who want to stop just really want to stop, there's lots of research on long treatment interruptions. And in this meeting, we saw the results of 3 large studies looking at long interruptions, meaning I'm just going to stop and I'm not going to take meds for as long as my CD4s allow me to do so. And that might be, for some people, not just weeks, not just months, but maybe even a year, in which the CD4s, if they start up here, might stay at a healthy enough level for long time off meds. A couple of caveats. We know that if people stop, sometimes as the virus comes back, it can create resistance to the meds you just stopped if you don't do it right. So if you're going to stop, please talk to an expert who knows how to maybe change the regimen to something that's resistance proof, that has a higher barrier to resistance. Because some meds are more vulnerable than others when we stop. And we don't know, ultimately, if stopping is a good idea or not. Because we know from experience that while stopping gives you a break from treatment, stopping then allows HIV to come back. And we know that HIV has its problems. These meds have their problems, and HIV has its problems. And ultimately, it's hard to know which way to go. And as a result, the single largest study ever attempted is already enrolling to answer that key question, which is, should I be on meds every day to control this virus, making the best cocktail I can with all the improvements I just talked about? Or should I just take a break? Should I stop these meds? Should I only take meds if my CD4s need the help? Go on meds, get those CD4s up there, stop, and only go on meds if my CD4s need the help. And that cycling approach is also being compared to just taking meds every day. In the largest study ever attempted to answer that very central question, it's called the SMART trial. It's, again, it's enrolling here in Boston and around the world. There are sites in Australia, there are sites in Europe, there are sites all across the US to see if it's better to be on meds or not. The day that there is a perfect free drug combination, the day that there is a completely non-toxic combination of meds, The day that we can control this virus without fear of toxicity or long-term problems is the day that trial is no longer needed. That day isn't quite here yet. We know there are trade-offs. We know some people just want a break. And as a result, that trial is ongoing to see if we can figure out if it's better to stay on meds or better to interrupt.